An incredibly momentous occasion takes place in Parshat Yitro, the Ten Commandments. But it's not just the Ten Commandments, it's that God spoke. And in a sense, if we'll sort of shift a little bit from this incredible divine statement, revelation, opening of heaven, God speaking, but I want to focus on what it is that God says. More importantly, not the other nine commandments, where essentially he gives us morality, he gives us decency, he tells us how to behave. But what's incredibly intriguing is not just the first commandment, but in a sense, the introduction to the first commandment. When God says, I am God. And now, if we were to pause a second and think, so how exactly does that sentence continue? Later on, when we get to the commandment about Shabbat, God's going to say, I'm the one who created heaven and earth. So right now, when God introduces himself, he could say the same thing. I am the eternal, infinite God, all-knowing, all-powerful, created and sustains everything, which really would be a proper description, or at least a partial proper description of God. But instead, what God does is he introduces himself and he says, I am God who took you out of the land of Egypt. I'm the God who took you out of slavery. So this is interesting because there's two ways to understand this, and I don't think they're mutually exclusive. On the one hand, we can say, okay, God created everything. Great. What have you done for us lately? I know that's really cynical and maybe not even fair. But when God says, I am God who took you out of Egypt, therefore these other commandments that are coming at us, we understand the relationship and we understand why we would be obligated because God just took us out of slavery. God just took us out of Egypt. The relationship, therefore, has been established. We owe our lives, our freedom to God. But again, the reality is, if I am God who created and sustains the universe, then we also owe God absolutely everything. So therefore, it's not enough that God introduced himself by saying, I took you out of Egypt. Either way, we would owe God. But when he says that he took us out of slavery, there's something else which is being communicated. And I think this is incredibly important. God is saying, I know that you were just now slaves. I know the suffering that you went through. I know about the nightmares that you're having. I know about the pain that you're experiencing. I know about the scars, the physical, and sometimes even more importantly, the emotional scars. Which means God is saying, I know the imperfection of your existence. And I think that there's one deeper line there that has to follow. I know that you're human beings, and I know that you're hurting. And therefore, I know that you're going to mess up now and again. Here are the rules that you need to aspire to. You understand the word I just now used. You need to aspire to. Now, of course, we have to follow the Ten Commandments. But once God introduces the relationship, acknowledging our servitude and our scars and our humanity and our pain, there's an acknowledgement of all human frailty in that statement and in that relationship. Which means God gives us Ten Commandments to aspire to, and we need to follow them, and we can't make excuses. But the Torah is also given to human beings who will mess up. And just because we mess up occasionally, doesn't mean that we give up and doesn't mean that God doesn't or can't understand. Quite the opposite. That's how God starts the relationship with us, by saying, I know what you've been through. I've chosen you anyway. I chose you either despite all of this or because of all of this. Now, let's go out and try to do our best. Let's now aspire to follow not just these commandments and all the commandments. Let's now aspire for greatness. But those moments that we feel short, we can't think that God doesn't understand. Because an all-knowing and all-powerful God certainly knows. And also the God who took us out of Egypt absolutely knows.